Hey, this is Mark Cuban, and you're listening to the Step Back, the best Mavs podcast ever.
I like this, TK. I like that. Yeah, it's the Mavericks, all about action. Don't do no acting, no Samuel Jackson. Dirk get the ball, you know that it's magic. Post move deadly, yeah, get tragic. Luka with the ball, yeah, get nasty. He'll drop 30, don't gotta ask him.
Luka with the step back 30. Oh, yeah!
Boy, Chris Stapps, looking like Dirk and Nash in the gap. They just want a ring, want to fill the gap. On your team head, I ain't talking hats. Dang, I relax, still at a champ. Defense still coming with the Calabas flow. The Mavs are best on the flow.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm joined by my co-host, Matt Galatson. And we just wanted to check in with you guys and, you know, let you know that we're okay. You know, we stopped doing this for a couple weeks, and obviously given the COVID-19 situation, pandemic, we're not going to be doing these as often as we usually do, mainly because there's no basketball game, there's no Mavs games, there's no sports in general, so everybody's kind of in the same boat, and there's just not a lot to talk about, and we could come on here every week and just talk about random stuff, but when we do record, we want it to be something you want to listen to. We don't want to force it. So that's where we're currently at. Matt, how are you doing in Dallas?
Good. Isolated. me and my dog and my cat and video games. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Working from home. Dallas has been hit kind of hard, but it's not like New Orleans or New York or anything, obviously.
New York's horrible right now.
So, I mean, there's more cases every day, but that's just because there's more testing every day. So, I guess eventually it'll level off.
It makes sense, too. So many people in, you know, tighter spaces. I mean, it was bound to happen, but, yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, so I've just been trying to find ways to stay entertained. Some of my college friends are dusting off their old Xboxes and creating man caves away from their wife to play video games. And I've got a poker tournament tonight, so it'll be fun. Online poker, don't worry. I'm not sacrificing my social distancing to play poker.
Yeah, there's really just not much to do, especially after, you know, you've been spending extra time at home, and you've kind of gone through all the shows you want to watch, and you play the same video games over and over again, and until you kind of start to resent it a little bit, kind of like me with 2K lately. But I mean, yeah, I guess it hasn't been. I haven't been as isolated as you, just because my 8-to-5 job, it's not something that I can do from home. I've been taking all the precautions. I've been, you know, social distancing, haven't been shaking anybody's hands, and, you know, keeping my distance and all that. And, I'm in Covington County in Mississippi, and it's like we're one of the few counties that doesn't have any confirmed cases so far, which I guess is a pro of living out in the middle of nowhere and not having any neighbors within a mile. Other than life, for the most part, it's pretty much gone the same for me, although business is slow, obviously, not as many people coming in. And, you know, then I just go home and watch a bunch of shows and play a bunch of games. But, yeah, we were talking earlier about doing, like, a top five ranking for a couple of different, I guess you call them quarantine categories. And the first one I want to talk about with you, Matt, is TV shows. And, I mean, it can be Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Top five, and I guess we'll start at five and count down to number one, but like just top five shows during this time where you've been isolated and forced to, you know, watch stuff more than you usually would. What's your top five?
Well, the first thing I did was rewatch Westworld on HBO because the third season started a couple weeks ago. So I got caught up with that. It's tough. It's it's a really good show, but it's very confusing, specifically in the second season. Because there's like a whole bunch of different like timelines and shit like that going on. So you got to pay close attention, which I'm not good at doing. And then
I haven't watched that yet. I've heard it's good. I haven't gotten to it, but I have heard that. I need to watch it. I'm starting to run out of things to watch.
Yeah, it's real good. It's one of the better HBO shows out there. Another one that I recently picked up was The Tiger King. I've only watched one episode, but oh my god, is it insane. Yes. And then there's a show on Amazon Prime that...
So are these actual rankings? Like, are you saying that Westworld's number five, or are you just listing five?
I'm just listing five because, okay. I mean, I don't really have a, you know...
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I've ranked my five, and I have one on there that you probably wouldn't expect, but anyway, all right, go ahead.
And then there's one on Amazon Prime called Hunters with Al Pacino. That's it's pretty intense, but it's also a comedy. It's about so it takes place in, I think it's New York, and there's all of these Nazis that have like survived World War II and like have like infiltrated America and are trying to live normal lives as American citizens but keep being Nazis. Sounds at the fun. Same time. So like these Jewish people go around hunting them, and that's awesome. It's a great show.
You're gonna have to text these to me. I need to explore these shows you're talking about.
Yeah. And let's see, what else did I have on there? Oh yeah, so there's a new HBO show. It's only one season, but it's super addicting, and really it's a lot better if you watch it back to back to back to back, like if you binge it instead of watching it week to week. It's called The Outsider. It's based on a Stephen King novel, and it's like a kind of a supernatural story, and that's cool. And then my last one is The Pharmacist on Netflix is another pretty gripping documentary that's just like, you know, easy to binge and like really, really interesting. So yeah, that's what I got. What about you?
Well, okay, so I was going to put Ozark in there. I'm not going to do my ranking now that I've thought about it here. I'm just going to name these things. But I was going to put Ozark in there, but I'd already watched the first two seasons. And the third season comes out tomorrow. So this is inevitably going to be on my list. But I'm not going to be watching the third season until tomorrow, and I haven't caught up on the first two seasons or rewatched, you know, the first two seasons, even though it's been a while. So that's going to be on there, but it's not a part of my official list. Okay, so what have you heard about Love is Blind, Matt?
I've watched part of it. It's the dumbest show I've ever seen in my life, and I want it to burn in hell. Okay, but it's also super addicting.
Okay, yes. I was about to say, this ranking has nothing to do with, like, I guess my approval of it or anything, but you're right. It is the worst show ever. Like, whatever you think about The Bachelor, it is 10 times that with Love is Blind. It is just... it is so dumb, but it's like you just can't look away from it. And so that's why I have that on the list. You know, my wife, she teaches fourth grade elementary, and so she's out until at least April 17th. They may push that back further. So I've been watching a lot of stuff that she wants to watch too, and that was one of them. And I was just like, I was appalled at what I watched, Matt. I know you didn't get into maybe one or two episodes, but I would highly suggest just get a grip and watch it all the way through and just embrace the badness. It's just, I don't even know how to describe it. Okay, so that's one show that I I got into briefly. And then I guess on the lighter side of things, I've watched Arrested Development on Netflix. Love that show. Really funny, lighthearted stuff. Family Guy, which, I mean, that's not really a unique deal, but I recently discovered that there's, like, an entire season that I hadn't watched, so I've been kind of binging through those. Tiger King, like you said, that's probably the weirdest group of people ever, but it's also just amazing. Like, let's talk about this a little bit. So you watched it all the way through, right?
No, just
or are you making your way through it?
I just finished the first episode, but my God, I cannot believe people like this exist on planet Earth.
Oh, you're in for a treat, Matt. Have you gotten to the music video part yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna spoil it for you on the podcast, but let's just say the music videos this dude makes about Carol Baskin, his competitor, it is something else. It makes me think of something that would be made right here in my hometown of Seminary, Mississippi.
Now I'm really interested.
Oh, it's amazing. You're gonna laugh when you see it. I think you should binge it tonight and find out.
And I don't say that lightly, because I'm not joking. I've spent a lot of time in Mississippi, and I'm very well aware of how people can be down there in certain areas. So look, now I'm really intrigued.
I told my wife this, and I think I sent you a link too. But it was in the weird part of the day, so I don't even know if the link worked anymore. But there's a place. Okay, so I'm about 5 miles away from Collins, Mississippi, and they had a zoo up there. It was just called the Collins Zoo, and it was the sketchiest zoo I've ever seen in my life. And I actually went into it one time, and it's like the cages are real, like, raggedy and not, it's not something you'd want to put a tiger in, and you're walking through it, you don't really feel safe. So in 2012, they got raided, and they had, like, tigers and other exotic animals. I think they had a lion, but they raided that place, and I don't know how to say this without spoiling some of the rest of Tiger King for you, but I just want you to think about the Collins Zoo that I've been telling you about as you make your way through that. It's eerily similar.
I will keep an eye out.
Even though I never saw what the owner of that zoo looked like, I highly doubt he was as entertaining as Joe Exotic, but anyway. And look, as good as Tiger King is, my number one show that, you know, I've been watching all the way through this is Better Call Saul.
I'm determined to start that.
If you're a Breaking Bad fan, like I am, I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan. Better Call Saul is like a, what would you call it? It's like the story before the story, you know? It's like how they got to that point in Breaking Bad. But it more focuses on Jimmy McGill, Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman's the fake name, whatever. But, yeah, I remember when Better Call Saul first came out, I watched, like, half of the first season, and it starts out kind of slow. And, you know, Breaking Bad is still fresh on your mind, and so you're expecting something like that, and I just wasn't really into it. Well, I picked it back up, and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is great. And it's gotten better with each season. The first 4 seasons are on Netflix, and then the 5th season is every Sunday they come out with a new episode. I think they're 5 episodes into the 5th season, but man, I don't want to sound blasphemous about it, but I feel like it's getting up there at Breaking Bad level. That's how good it is right now.
I've heard it's better.
I don't know if I'd say it's better yet, but I mean, you can definitely see where it's going and the potential it still has. I mean, I love it, man. It's my favorite show. I can't wait to watch it every week. I wish they had just released the whole fifth season and I could binge that too, but, you know, it gives you something to look forward to every week. But, yeah, that's my number one show there. I've thoroughly enjoyed that. But,
you know, another, so I guess we'll actually have an honorable mention.
Go for it.
If you're stuck at home working like I am and you are literally sitting on your couch working all day long, doing nothing else but working, you know, there's not a lot
quote working.
There's not a lot of shows that you can put on that you could literally just have on your TV all day long that won't bother you, and you don't have to worry about, you know, changing the channel or, you know, paying too close of attention because, you know, it's Scrubs. Scrubs is the best binge-watching, like, what do you call them? Sitcoms.
Yeah,
I think I've ever seen. Because you can literally have it on all day long.
I used to watch that a long time. What app is that on?
I think it's Hulu. I don't know. I have all of them, so I can never keep it straight. But I think it's Hulu.
Yeah, the 95% of the stuff I watch is either on Netflix or Hulu. But in that remaining 5%, I do have Disney Plus, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this, Matt. I don't know if you were a big Toy Story fan growing up, but I had seen the first three, and I hadn't seen four, but my wife had seen it, and everybody else that said they saw it said it was sad, and I was like, it can't be that bad. I watched it, and I don't know if you've seen it, but the way it ends, it just, like, ruined me. It just ruined everything for me. I just cannot believe it ends the way it does.
Well, no spoilers.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it for people, but I was very disappointed.
Although, honestly, if you haven't seen it by this point, then that's on you. But,
yeah,
I've never been a big Toy Story guy. I don't know why.
Oh, dude, I loved it.
It's not the Pixar style movie that I get into, really. It's I'm more of a Wreck-It Ralph guy. That's my favorite one. But, you know,
I have nothing against Wreck-It Ralph. Good choice.
But Toy Story has just never really been my bag.
Yeah, and Frozen 2 is out too. You can check that out.
And I'm glad I don't have a daughter because of that.
Well, again, like I said, my wife is home 24/7 for the foreseeable future, and sometimes we run out of things to watch. So yes, I have watched Frozen 2. I didn't like that as much as Toy Story, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. All right, so the next category is video games. And I guess I'll go first on this one, and I'm going to cheat because I don't have five. I don't have five video games that I'm playing right now. And that's most... I'm going to blame the NCAA for that because, you know, if they had college football, college basketball games like they used to, I might fill out this list. Or you might say I need to play some of the stuff you're playing. But anyway, so I'm playing 2K, obviously. I'm starting to get a little tired of it, though, because every time we try to do something online, the connection's just horrible, and we can't ever get the ball rolling on that. A lot of you have, or I've friended a lot of you people on Xbox Live and added you to the league and all that, but I don't know if it's going to pan out or not. There are too many people in too many different places, and I just don't think the connection's strong.
It was an ambitious plan.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could start, you know, my league from the point that the league was suspended, the season was suspended, and just do a regular simulation, like not play at all, and then, you know, we could put that on DallasBasketball.com, but... As far as actually playing through it, I don't think it's going to happen. But, so 2K is nice. I'll always love it, but I'm kind of getting tired of it. I got Kakarot. I'm enjoying that. Always a big fan of Dragon Ball Z Dragon Ball Z games. I really like on Kakarot how you have just the freedom to roam around and kind of do whatever you want to do. Like, it's just,
it's what's known as an RPG. It's an open world RPG, but it's Dragon Ball.
Yes,
it's fun.
I
played it.
I think that's amazing. Yeah, so play that a little bit. I played GTA 5, which I don't know. I'll play that a little bit, but every time I play that, I feel like it's compromising my morality.
Well, then you don't need to play some of the games that I play.
Yeah, I just I used to play it, and then I stopped, and then I got it. I got the, it was like $20 on the Xbox store, and so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna get this, and I started playing it again. And I was just like, man, I feel horrible playing this. It's still fun though, and that's it. I mean, that's the only three games I'm playing right now, and I'm sure some of the games that you're about to mention are nice, but I would probably suck at them. So go ahead and list what you're playing right now, and I'll confirm whether I've tried to play it or not.
Okay, so first and foremost, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I put a lot of hours into that recently. I've gotten pretty good. It's the best Call of Duty that they've ever made, in my opinion. It takes all the best parts of the other Modern Warfare games and kind of mashes them all together and puts a new twist on it. Great campaign, great multiplayer. I hate Battle Royale, so I don't play it, but other than that, I'm all about it. I recently just finished Doom Eternal, which, if you haven't played Doom 2016, go do that first. It's amazing, and it's super fun, and it's not long. You're just the Doom Marine or the Doom Slayer, whatever you call them, and you're just running around shredding demons through hell for, I guess, the first campaign's like 8 or 10 hours long, and it's great. And then Doom Eternal is like that on steroids times a million, and it's just sublime.
Well, see, Doom, I feel like that's something I probably wouldn't get into as much. Now, Call of Duty, I'm very interested in that. I've tried playing that, and I'm horrible at that.
Most of the people I play with are horrible. Don't worry, I'm capable of carrying you through a match.
Well, it's kind of like when Fortnite was a thing, and my little brothers, that's all they wanted to do was play Fortnite. And so I would play with them, and it was the same thing. I was horrible at it, and I eventually just dropped it altogether because I just got tired of being so bad. I was like, maybe I can play it a little bit longer and I'll get better. No, that wasn't the case.
I just need you to be my Boban. I'll be the Luca. I'll carry us. I'll be the star.
I'll be a human shield.
There you go. Just run around with a riot shield and stand in front of me. What else have I been playing? I just downloaded Borderlands 2, which our buddy Kirk Henderson has been trying to get me to get into. I've only been able to play about 15 or 20 minutes of it so far, but it seems pretty interesting. Great reviews. And there's a third one out, and I figured, you know, the second one's free right now, so I'll give that a shot, and if I like it, I'll get the new one.
What's that other game that Kirk's been talking about a ton lately?
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves?
Yes.
What is that? It seems like it's Fortnite-y.
No, I mean, I think it's a first-person action game, except you're a pirate. And, like, I guess you go from ship to ship and, like, try and steal treasure and, like, you plunder islands and stuff. Gotcha. I've never actually played it, but I might download it just to see what it's all about. And then the game that I'm probably going to replay through by myself is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It's like a third person action RPG where you play as a Jedi, and you just get to like run around and slice through people with your lightsaber and use force powers and stuff. It's pretty hard, but it's fun. Is that, what is that, 4 or is that 5?
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea.
Well, I consider Doom and Doom Eternal kind of the same one, so I'm gonna list one more.
By the way, I'm just going to say this real quick. Mavs. There, we mentioned the Mavs in this podcast.
Hey, I already okay, mentioned Luka ahead. And Boban.
Ah, you did. You did.
And then my last one, and this is...
We did it.
The last one, this is if you really want to punish yourself and be like have a real challenge and be kind of a video game masochist.
You know me, always wanting to punish myself.
I recommend Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. It is by far the hardest video game I've ever played. It's basically you play as like a samurai, or no, sorry, is it a samurai or a shinobi, whatever. Like basically you're a ninja, and you run around. And,
there we go.
And, it's like you can't just like run around slicing through people. You have to like learn
ninja stars.
You have to like learn all of their moves, like even like the little grunts that you know the fodder, so to speak, in most games. Can kill you if you're not paying attention, like, super easily. So, like, it's the kind of game where I literally spent 2.5 weeks on a single boss and then beat it. Finally beat the boss and, like, stood up, like, running around my apartment screaming, like, yes, yes, yes! And then played 10 minutes more, got to another boss, and was stuck on it for another 3 weeks, and then I just gave up. But I'm going back to it because I'm determined to beat it. It's the only video game I've never beaten. And I'm determined to change that. And I've got nothing but time on my hands, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of... I guess that's probably why I end up playing 2K more than anything else. One, I'm actually decent at it. Two, it's any game that has bosses that you have to beat, I get so frustrated. And after about 5 retries, I'm like... What you just said, I just kind of give up and never play it again. So,
well, here's the thing. There's something that it's I agree it's super frustrating, but there's also something that comes out of that, and I get way more satisfaction beating a boss in that kind of a game than I do like in Halo or some, you know, any other kind of, you know, just run of the mill. You know, standard game where it's just like, oh, if you just shoot this guy enough and then avoid him, you're fine. It involves like real strategy and like real hard work and learning and getting good at it. So it's a real challenge, and the satisfaction of that's almost like, you know, it's almost like a drug. It's crazy, but it's fun.
Speaking of bosses or like really hard levels of stuff, what was that last Dragon Ball Z game? What is it? It wasn't U-verse. It was
U-verse. That's a cable company.
I know, but what was that last game?
Xenoverse 2.
Xenoverse 2. Yes. Okay, so it was during the Saiyan saga when Vegeta's a giant ape, and you're just having to like kind of run around and. You have to wait until he gets tired, and if you get hit, you're basically, you know, one or two hits, you're dead. I don't know if you ever did that or not, but that's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Oh, man. I beat that game. I've put a lot of hours into that game. I got really good at it, and I finally got to a point where... Oh, my dog's barking. I finally got to a point where they have these things called raids, I think, or something to that effect, and basically it just like throw you into a arena with like these super ridiculously like OP bosses that they gave like all these like super special abilities to, and you had to like, I mean, it was the hardest thing I ever did, and once I started doing those. I just stopped because like this is stupid. It's not even part of the story. It's just like an optional thing, so it's stupid. So I stopped. But I might go back to that. That's a fun game.
It is a fun game, and past that great ape level. I mean, I did okay. I was pretty good at it, but I just remember that level and it being so early I just remember I was so frustrated. Like, there was a point where I just quit playing it for a couple weeks because I just couldn't get past it. But yeah, like I said, any kind of DBZ games, I'm all for that. I'm willing to give them a shot, and so far, Kakarot's a thumbs up from me. So, but okay, so we've gone through TV shows, we've gone through video games. Last thing here, quarantine snacks. List five things that you're munching on every day, Matt.
So I'm actually not much of a snacker, but one thing that I did for some weird reason when all this stuff started happening and I went and got groceries is I rediscovered Pringles, and I've just been eating the shit out of Pringles.
I don't blame you. Pringles are awesome, especially the sour cream and onion.
I'm staring at a can of those right now.
It's the best ones.
And since my parents don't listen to my podcast, I can also say my other quarantine snacks have been Woodford Reserve and Copenhagen pouches.
Oh man, Copenhagen. Ugh.
Hey man, you got to keep yourself, you know, you got to keep yourself occupied.
I have a bad experience on my high school football bus. we had a road game one time, and I had this friend. I'm not gonna call him out on the podcast, but he had this tub, okay, and he had like four or five different kinds of snuff just mixed together in that tub, and I was a big dummy and tried some of that, and I ended up in a fetal position. The guy that I normally, you know, rode with, my other friend on the bus, he had to just like kind of sit on the floor, and I was in the fetal position on that side of the bus all the way home, and that's the extent of my experimenting with that.
Yeah, if that happens, you're not gonna enjoy it. I had quit for a long time, and but you know, stresses of work and other things and all this
a pandemic.
Yeah, like all it's just like I needed something I needed some normalcy, and that felt like a normal thing for me to do for whatever reason, so I went and bought some and whatever. once I get back to my normal routine of not being stuck in my house all day playing video games, you know, I'll probably quit again. But for right now, yeah, with my luck, this is going to be the first episode ever that my dad listens to, and he's going to call me tomorrow and be like, "What the hell?
Come on, Matt, we raised you better than that."
Well, he's a doctor, so he's given me so many lectures on stuff like that. And
high standard.
Yeah, and like we have a history of heart stuff in our family, so that he's like double, you know. And my brother and I both, at least, I don't know if my brother still does it, but he used to. So he would give us both shit for it. And it's like, even after I had quit for like 2 years, he would just randomly be like, "So you're not still using tobacco, are you?" And be like, "No, stop. I'm not an idiot." And I'd like, you know, and now here I am.
Yeah. Well, my list, I'm going to be a fatty and actually name a bunch of food. Five food items here. Well, yesterday my wife made some homemade banana nut bread, so that's what I've been snacking on here most recently. It's amazing. Shout out to my wife Amy if you're listening to this. I know she's not listening to this.
She's probably listening to you from the other room being like, "Oh my God, what is this over?"
No, I can guarantee you she's not. Let's see. I had this isn't a snack, but so we ran out of bread. I don't remember if it was the beginning of this week of last. It's all merged together. I don't know what day it is. But we ran out of bread, and we had a bagel, and I made a ham and cheese bagel sandwich, and it was amazing.
Bagel sandwiches are good.
That's something else that stuck out to me. I had some Russell chips and ranch dip, and I know you hate ranch, but before, before you throw up, you know, while we're recording this, it wasn't like the kind of ranch you think it is. It was basically sour cream and just dill. There wasn't any mayonnaise involved, Matt, so it's okay.
It's not the mayonnaise. It's the smell and the taste of ranch. Like, it's that, like, I guess the tangy, but whatever it is. I
figured it was the mayo that got
no,
you.
No, I eat mayo. I eat like, especially like spicy mayos, like chipotle mayos or sriracha mayo or all kinds of. It's an elite condiment.
Well, I don't know. I love ranch, and I think you're wrong for hating it. But you do you. I can't. Didn't you say you used to make it in large quantities at one point?
Yes, I worked at a restaurant in Oxford called Obie's. You may have had Obie's before. I think it's in a couple locations in Mississippi, but
I went to an egg bowl one time, and I'm like 95% sure that's where we ate at.
Yeah, it's just like Cajun style. You know, you get like po' boys and all kinds of stuff like that. But it was a job in college, so I was a grunt. And hold on, Gus. It's fine. You can leave this in. I don't care. This is a casual pod. Gus, come on.
I'm not even going to edit this out.
Sorry, my dog drinks like a camel. But anyway, I was just a grunt, and I worked on the salad line. And I used to have to make. You're just ruining this whole pod.
Gus is amazing. Go follow Gus on what's Gus's Instagram account. Go ahead and drop
Augustus.
It's
Augustus the Golden Boy. Yes. He has more
you
Instagram.
Go follow Chance.
Yeah, Gus has more Instagram followers than I do.
My overgrown Dachshund fur baby. It's at Cozy Boy with an I Chance on Instagram.
Anyway.
Okay, well.
So I used to have to sit there and hand make all the salad dressings like in these big tubs. And I made more ranch dressing than I will ever need again for the rest of my life. It's so disgusting. That and sweet tea, I can't ever.
And see, I can understand. I can kind of understand that. When you've done that before and you're dealing with those large quantities and you actually have to make it.
Yeah, when you see how the sausage is made, it really.
So, okay, so the banana nut bread, the ham and cheese bagel, the chips and ranch dip. Okay, so vanilla Greek yogurt, that's always been a favorite of mine. I love it. And then, so my wife got these, I don't know if you've seen them before, these Lay's Poppables.
I have seen those.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, I'd never tried them before, and she got these white cheddar Lay's Poppables, and they were surprisingly good. I really enjoyed those. But other than that, there's really nothing exciting. It's just your standard whatever you keep in the fridge or in the pantry. So,
I had another one. Oh.
It's going to be a cigarette.
No. I've recently started, since I've been on lockdown for 2 weeks now, I've started making breakfast again, like actual breakfast. And I've probably made breakfast tacos like seven or eight times in the 14 days that I've been on lockdown. And I've figured it out, man. I've figured out some good breakfast tacos.
Yeah, I love Mexican food for breakfast. My dad's aunt lives in it's right outside of Dallas. Hold on, I'll think of it. I can't believe I'm forgetting this.
I feel like
now,
you've told me before, like Grapevine or
not Grapevine.
Carrollton,
oh my goodness. It's like the smallest county in Dallas. Or in Texas, I mean. The smallest county. Hold on just a second. Just bear with us, everybody. I'm going to find this.
Dalton doesn't know where his family lives.
Rockwall. It's Rockwall, Texas. Okay. So it's like, it's right out, I think it's like a 30-minute drive from Dallas. Nice little place, but my dad's aunt, so it'd be my great aunt, lives there. And if we're ever passing through, you know, we'll stop in and visit with her a little bit, and sometimes we may spend the night with her. But anyway, she makes the best breakfast tacos I've ever had in my life. And other kind of stuff I can't even, like, pronounce or remember the name of. But any kind of, like I said, any kind of Mexican breakfast food is amazing. So, okay. So, Rockwall, Texas. I've got to remember that for next time. I wasted so much time. Just not remember. Okay. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like I said, guys, we just wanted to come on here and let you know that we are okay. You know, we are alive. We don't have much to talk about these days. And everybody else is in the same boat. We're all just trying to push through this and hold on hope that, you know, maybe they won't cancel this NBA season. I don't think they will if they can help it. I think it just makes the most sense to hold out hope and stretch it as far as you can possibly stretch it without canceling it, given that, you know, all these teams played 65, 66 games already. It would just be a colossal waste and just a bunch of mileage put on the players and everything that counts for nothing. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they can get back to playing. When was it Mark Cuban said he hopes that they can get back to playing?
Oh, I don't even remember.
May?
I think he said May.
I think he said like mid-May or something, which I don't know about that, but we'll see. Matt, anything you want to add?
The only thing I would say is if there's anybody out there who's not taking this seriously, I'm not going to go on like a soapbox rant, but the longer you wait to do what they recommend doing, the longer that the whole thing is going to be in place. So don't go out and like go to the lake with all your friends and get shit-faced, or like go to a really crowded area or have a big party or something. Just stay home for 2 weeks so that we can all get back to normal. I'm tired of being in my house. Stop being an idiot.
Yeah. My little brother's in 11th grade, so he's a junior in high school. And, you know, he was kind of, at first he was saying that he was going to go to the beach for spring break. And basically, between me and my dad, we kind of shut that down. It's like, no, you're not going anywhere. And he was kind of upset about it for a little while, but he's accepted it now and realizes that, you know, it's for the best. And the more people that do that, the sooner, hopefully, the sooner we can, you know, get back to normal. And that's what we're striving for, is just day by day pushing forward. All right, guys. So I feel bad plugging like the pod here and saying like go subscribe and, you know, go subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that stuff, because I mean the fact of the matter is we're just not going to have as much content up right now. But if you want to be notified when we do have something, you know, that drops, go ahead and subscribe and rate us, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us a lot. And then, you know, once we get back into the swing of things, and if they don't cancel the NBA season, the Mavs will be 40-27. If they pick back up with the regular season, or if they go straight to the playoffs, they'll be playing the Clippers, and we'll have something to talk about there. So, Matt, unless you have anything else, we're going to leave it at that.
Well, actually, one more thing. And this, you know, maybe if you're bored, I hate plugging us too during this time, but if you're bored, go back and listen to some of our old podcasts. Remember what we were doing throughout the season. It's been a great NBA season. You can go back and listen to our takes on Luka and KP and ups and downs and ebbs and flows of the season. If not, that's fine. I get it. It's already happened. But maybe try it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of really, we've been fortunate to have a lot of really amazing guests on this podcast in the, you know, year and 3 months we've been doing this. And a lot of the stuff that gets said, especially like with Donnie Nelson, Mark Cuban, Tony Renzoni, you know, guys like that, a lot of that stuff that they talk about stays relevant. Like, so, I mean, definitely go back and check those out, and, you know, some of the other ones, you know, the two episodes we've done with Will Cain, those were really, really fun. I believe everything we've talked about with him would probably still be relevant, too. So, yeah, like Matt said, go check them out. There's a lot of good stuff, even though it might not be new stuff on there. So, guys, that's going to do it for another episode. We're not going to commit to anything right now, but, you know, if something comes up and we feel the need to record and talk about it, we will definitely give you a heads up, and we'll come back on and give you another episode. So until then, y'all stay safe. Everybody wash your hands, social distancing, all that good stuff. And maybe we can get back to normal sometime soon. We'll see y'all. Have a good one.
Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of. Looked up to Dirk and MJ instead of blue collar. Excited at the idea of being a true baller. Riding in the Benz, a Copper Impala. Feeling like I made it, now they tryna holler. This how we thinking life's supposed to be. Media keeping all my friends close to me. Feeding me all the lies and propaganda in my eyes. I've been here forever, they thinking that I just arrived. Now step back and go on more of a letter. I treat this rap game like it's target practice. No lie. And I ain't even got an aim in my seeing headshots just for saying my name. Now I'm 18, they say I'm acting different. Labels call my phone, but I'm lacking interest. Ain't talked to my friends in a while. Ain't smile like this in a while. I'm out. Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of. Remember when we used to wish to be grown until we got out on our own for real. Not a ball in my cart. If I don't shoot my shot, the people sending me home. Took a step back, so I've been reminiscing. Paris told the truth, wishing that we listened. But life is the best teacher. All this jibber jabber, homie, I'ma keep it authentic. All these people criticized and now one of them did it. All our parents had dreams and now one of them lived it. Soon as you look up, man, time to pass you by. I'm just 19, in a minute I'll be 50. Learn from the past and apply to the present. We all got a gift and I treat mine like a present. Oh my God, I swear I'm preaching like a reverend. Till the day I die, they'll never give me my credit. Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of.
Self-love.